Namaste. I'm usually the first one, but who is on the call?
Carla.
Carla!
Christine.
Yay!
It's
From the
Carla.
Netherlands. You made
Yay!
it. I'm so excited. Any problems?
No, no
No.
problem. Let's keep
Okay, that's
on in
great.
the
Well,
spot.
right. Well, Carla's calling in from the Netherlands, so we were worried that she wouldn't have a good connection. And who else is on the line?
This is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are
Nice to
you?
virtually meet you. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Awesome. Well, this is a good sign that people are on the call before I even come in. So I appreciate that. I'm just gonna take care of a couple other admin things real quick, and at the top of the hour, as people come on, I'll welcome them and then we'll get started. Okay?
Great.
Perfect.
Great. Thank you. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sasha. This must be Randy because you're the only male on our call in our program. How are you?
Actually, it's Susie Costanzo.
Sorry?
Can you hear?
It's
This is
also
Susie
Dan Jimmy.
I'm
You're
sorry,
kind
what?
of cutting it. Okay, I'm
Yeah, so are
talking
you.
to Randy.
Okay, and this is Sue. So if I'm cutting in
Oh,
and out,
sorry,
then
Sue. No problem, Sue. We were just talking at the same time. I can hear you great. Nice to have you on the call. Hold
Thank
on
you.
one second.
All right.
Randy, can you hear me?
This is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. Welcome to the call. This is Sasha.
Hello. Hi,
Hi. Hello. We're just allowing people to call in and then we will begin. But I know that Randy mentioned he was driving, so he may be going in and out. I'm just trying to see if I can connect with him.
okay. Hi,
Randy, are
this
you
is
with
Jamie.
us? I'm sorry, who is this? Jamie?
It's Jamie. Hi.
Hey, hey, Jamie,
Hello.
welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Genevieve here also.
Hi, Genevieve. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We're just waiting for a couple more people to join and then we'll begin. Is Carolyn Roney on the call? Okay, we'll give Caroline another minute or so. She's the last one that we're waiting for. And then in honor of everyone's time, we'll go ahead and begin. Checking in one more time with Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, there you are, Randy. Okay, great. I know that you're driving and you may be going in and out, so when you're not talking, and we'll go over this, just press *6 to mute your phone, and that way we'll eliminate any background noise.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I've got 301. Hopefully, Caroline will be joining us any moment. Before we start each session, I always want to begin with a grounding. And this first week, I will lead it. But then in subsequent weeks, I would love for you all to volunteer to lead us through a brief grounding before we get into the day's session. So as long as you're not driving, gently soften the windows of your eyes and find a tall spine. Take a full expansive breath into your body and open mouth, exhale, let it go. And simply notice what's present for you, not only on a physical level, but energetically and emotionally. And I invite you to check in with any somatic sensations bubbling to the surface, possibly elicited by feelings of excitement, nervousness, and expectation of what this journey holds for each of you. Breathe into that space. Allow the energy to move through you. And one more invitation to bring all of your awareness, all of your presence, all of your mindfulness this next 90 minutes of your day, to be fully and completely present. And then one more time, expansive breath into your lungs.
Are people still there?
I'm still here. This is Sue.
This is Joy.
This is Christine.
Is Sasha still there?
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. Where's Sasha? We lost our lead poster.
I didn't want to say anything because I thought maybe they're meditating. Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay now.
All right.
So, okay, well, this is Sue. I'm one of the, I'm not Sasha, but how many are on now? I'm Sue.
I'm Joy.
I'm Jamie.
Okay, Sue, Joy, and who else?
Jamie.
Genevieve.
I think
Genevieve.
Jamie. Randy.
Christine.
Hi.
So Randy's there.
This is Genevieve. Do you think we should all hang up and call back again?
Can you guys hear me now?
No.
Sasha?
Can you hear me? This is Sasha.
We can hear you now, but we were kind of getting worried. I was going to send the ambulance over there or something to see what happened to you.
You thought that I may have gotten kidnapped in Guatemala. You know, that's just...
Maybe, yeah.
What?
Okay, no. Here she is.
Okay, here I am. How embarrassing. I'm going through the litany of my accolades and then I lose you guys. Okay. So where did I leave off?
Well, we've been meditating for a long time now. 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I started talking about, okay, let's start again. All right. Sorry about that.
We've already done our breathing.
The world of technology. Okay. So. I just wanted to welcome everyone to the call and just give a little bit of background about myself. I know that you probably, hopefully, read my bio, but basically I came from the world of tennis, and I transitioned to yoga full-time about 10 years ago as a student and then 5 years ago as a teacher. And as you all, I've read the bios on all of you, which are absolutely amazing, and you're the first group that I've had to send their bios in prior to the first call. So you guys are rock stars. Awesome. Thank you for that. And, so using my methodologies and skills that I've learned in the world of yoga and translate them into the world of coaching has been so empowering. And I'm so excited to lead this program for about the 8th time and teach you the skills that you can use to, wherever this coaching program takes you to sort of be an adjunct to what you're doing now. I also do a lot of nonprofit work. I am very actively involved with Off the Mat and Into the World. I'm not sure if you know about that organization, but led by Sean Korn, Holla Corey, and Suzanne Sterling. And those pieces are really close to my heart. So now I'm in Guatemala for 6 to 9 months, hopefully, and working with a nonprofit called Mind Families. And I'm just really excited that this day has finally come, and I'm really excited to get to know all of you and work with all of you. So with that being said, I'd like to go around and really keep you bound to the clock because we have a lot to cover today. And each of you take about 90 seconds to let us. Your name, where you reside, how long you've been teaching, if you do in fact teach, and your intention for this program. And so I'll just allow you guys to jump in whenever you're ready.
I kind of lost you there for a minute and heard another funny sound. So, but you are there, right, Sasha?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. But that same beep kind of came in again. So, as if you were going to get, disconnected.
I'm here.
So I kind of missed the first 15 seconds of what you said because I don't know if anybody else heard it, but.
Is everyone else having trouble hearing me?
I'm good. This is Joy. I can begin since I think I'm the only non-teacher. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, Joyce, just give me 1 second because I'm sure whoever was talking, I think that was Sue, missed my direction. So basically, introduce yourself, your name, where you reside, how long you're teaching, if you do, and your intention for the program.
Gotcha.
Okay, let me interrupt 1 second. We're going to have an echo if someone is not on a headset. So is everyone on a headset?
Yes.
No, I don't have one. This is Genevieve, sorry.
And this is Genevieve, I don't have one either.
Are you guys on your computer or phone? Are you guys on a computer or your phone?
Phone.
Phone. I have a mute button.
You're fine. You're fine. Okay, go ahead, Joyce.
Okay, I have a headset. Right before I called in, I did look at everyone's bio, and I have to say I'm so impressed. It's really kind of disturbing with this echo. I feel like I'm saying
it. Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jim. We're having technical difficulties. So I'm trying to manage the bridge line. Let's do this. Everyone hang up and call back.
Okay. Great. Good idea. Okay. Hi.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Okay, this is Sasha. Is everyone back on the line?
This is Sue.
Thank you.
Sounds better.
Just say your name if you're on the call, please.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Who is this?
This is Christine.
This is Joyce. Okay, Joyce, Christine, Sue. Who else? Genevieve, are you there? All right, let's give them a moment to dial back in. I am so apologetic. I'm looking at the Turbo Bridge line, and it says everything is fine.
This is Jamie.
Great. Thanks, Jamie. Christine, are you back?
Hello?
Genevieve?
Yeah, this is Genevieve.
Genevieve? Okay. All right, Joyce, go ahead. Here's
okay. All right. Well, this is Joyce. Hello? I must say I was so impressed with everyone's bio. You all look wonderful. And I am, there's still this echo. Yeah.
I'm sending an email. Just so you know, I'm sending an email to our technical support.
Should I continue on? It's pretty garbled.
Right now, it seems okay. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Well, I am the only non-yoga teacher, I think, in the group, but it is something that I have thought about for years, that I've always worked and never taken the time, and I retired specifically so that I would have the time, feel the space and see what direction I wanted to take, and this is the direction that I want to take. So I've been intrigued with coaching. I've done a little counseling back in my far, far past. Feel like I have a natural intuitiveness toward it. People seem to always come to me. And this is a door opening for me. So it's beginning a whole new, just a whole new thing. I don't know where it'll lead, but I'm very excited. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Joyce. Who would like to go next? And keep it to about, let's go to about a minute right now since we're losing some time with these technical issues.
Okay, this is Genevieve. I'll go next. I live in Oakland, California, and I've been here for about 3 years. And Sasha and I figured out that we kind of knew each other when I was living in Boulder. I've been teaching since 2000 and have a master's in counseling and in from Colorado, but came out here and unable to use it because of the California-Colorado licensure, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, thought about doing coaching, but was like, ah, everyone's a life coach, everyone's a coach. And then I came to the realization that that was my story, and I'm ready to start coaching, so I'm taking this.
Great. Well, welcome, Genevieve, and it's great to reconnect with you for sure. Who would like to go next?
This is Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
I may be the only one on the East Coast. I'm not sure. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We have people out here, you guys. But I started, actually, I morphed my small business, which I started back in 2008, into a coaching practice about 2 years ago, and I've been studying somatic and embodied leadership coaching, I'm actually the only other person. I'm a yoga practitioner for about 8 years now, but I'm just beginning my yoga teacher training in September, my 200-hour training in conjunction with the Africa Yoga Project. And I'm very, very excited about doing this particular certification, coaching certification, as well as the teacher training. And I find that a lot of the clients that I seem to be attracting right now are also yoga practitioners. So I can't wait to really, you know, get like the big picture here.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you. Who would like to go next?
Okay, this is Sue. I live in, I'm a Chicago native. I live in Chicago and part-time in Florida. My yoga world, the last 15 years has been there. I have my certification through Native Yoga in Juneau Beach, Florida, and also Core Power a long time ago. And I also have Next Generation certification for kids. I am ready. My intention is to share my knowledge with the world globally, hopefully. So I'm looking for some support, and I'm also the go-to lady that people come to when they need some a soft place to land.
Awesome. Well, Core Power Yoga is fully represented on this call. That's great.
Great.
Thanks, Sue. Who would like to go next?
This is Christine. I'll go. I'm Christine. I live in Massachusetts, so there is somebody else on the East Coast, Jamie. You don't get too much more East Coast than Mass.
Yay!
I've been a yoga teacher for 2 years, and you know, I've always been the person that people come to when they want advice or they have a problem, and I feel like it's time for me to have a job where I make a difference in the world, and that's really what attracted me to coaching.
I'm sure we can all relate to that. Thank you so much. Who hasn't gone yet?
I think me.
This is
okay. So we've got Carla and Randy. Carla, why don't you go first? Randy, if you can hang on for a moment.
Okay, I'm sorry because I missed a couple of you because Skype threw me out. I'm Carla. I live in Holland, in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. And I partly live in New York, the East Coast as well. I'm a former accountant. I'm a yoga teacher as well. I practice private. I did my yoga teacher training at Yoga Works. And I'm coaching now for a
Who just left the conference?
I think it was Carla calling in from the Netherlands. It's a challenge sometimes overseas, but and maybe that's what's going on with me in Guatemala, but I have a lot of private, and I haven't had this issue yet. So we'll do the best we can today. Thank you for your patience, and I'll make sure that everything's good to go. Carla will probably call back in. So in the interim, Randy, would you share with us your story?
Yes, I'm happy to. Hopefully you can hear me okay. So I am living in Boulder, and I am not a core power yoga person, but I'm happy to be aligned with them. And I'm here actually. I'm a car guy, so I've got my trainer next to me. I've been spending a lot of my career with the conflict resolution and social-emotional learning. So most of my work has been in schools, training teachers, students. But this is a nice balance for me as I bring in some of the coaching experience and do a little bit more one-on-one work with people, not just large groups of people. And I've been a yoga practitioner for most of my life. I'm looking forward to joining the group.
Great. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. And thank you, everyone. We are missing one person who hasn't called in yet, and hopefully she will join us. I just sent her an email. So thank you all, again, for your patience with the technology piece, and we'll get to know each other certainly more in depth as the coaching program unfolds. So I just want to go through some of the housekeeping items to get these out of the way, and then we'll dive into the material for today. So I think the best way to do this is just to say no if you haven't received something, okay? And then if no one says anything, I'll assume that you all have what I'm asking for. So has anyone not received the e-version, the electronic version of our manual?
I don't think I have.
This is Sue. I don't think I have, but I have the...
You have the hard copy. I have the hard
copy.
Okay, and Genevieve, you have the hard copy?
I have a hard copy, not the e-version.
Okay, so Genevieve and Sue.
Enjoy. I just have the hard copy.
Okay, anyone else?
This is Christine. I just have the hard copy.
Maybe I should change the way I've asked the question. Has anyone received the electronic version? Because that should be sent out right after you got enrolled.
I don't think I have it. It's Sue.
Okay. I will resend that to the entire group. If it's a duplicate, I apologize. Okay. Has anyone not received the updated syllabus that I sent out? Great.
I didn't receive it, I think.
I'm sorry?
Carla, I didn't receive it.
The updated syllabus?
Yes, is that the... You sent it by email?
Yes, and it was attached to the first class notes. So the welcome email at the very bottom is the updated syllabus, but if you don't have it, just let me know, and I will resend.
Okay.
Okay, this is Sue. I have something that I could not open when you sent to attachment, so maybe that was it.
Okay, I sent it in a PDF form, but I will resend, not a problem. Anyone else on the updated syllabus? Okay. And did anyone not receive the yoga supplement?
The yoga what?
I don't. The yoga supplement that just comes in an electronic version. And if somebody is rattling papers, we can hear that. So just be mindful of that. Did anyone not receive the yoga supplement?
I don't think I received the yoga supplement. This is Carolyn. Sorry, I'm just joining the call now. I thought it was at 2:30 for some reason, but I'm here now, and I don't think I received the yoga supplement.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn, and welcome to the call. I'm glad you could make it. You'll be able to hear how many technical difficulties we had in the first half an hour on the recording, and all of you will be able to go back and re-listen. So,
okay.
Yeah,
is the supplement the introductory supplement? Is that what you mean? The Yoga to Life introductory supplement?
Correct.
When you're talking about the supplement, is that what you're talking about, Yoga to Life introductory supplement?
No, taking yoga off the mat and into life. It's a electronic version that should have come with right after your enrollment. It basically
If that's the title of it, taking yoga off the mat and into the thing supplement, I did not get that. This is Genevieve.
This is Joyce. I did not get it either.
I did not get it either. I just have the Yoga to Life introductory supplement.
Okay.
This is Christine. I have the same thing that Sue has, but not that first thing that you said.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. So what I'm going to do, I think the easiest thing, after this call, you're going to be getting a link to where all the documents are housed. And, again, if you're turning pages or anything, just press *6 on your phone or your computer to mute yourself. All the documents will be listed on that link, and you guys can access them that way. I'll send you all that information. Okay. So, again, to eliminate any background noise, if you're not speaking, it's encouraged to press *6 on your phone or your computer. And then when you do want to share with the group, just simply press *6 again, and that will unmute the line. So I'm hearing a ton of background noise. Can everyone just go ahead and mute themselves so I can make sure that that function is working? *6, please. Great. Okay, so by the end of the week, I'll send a buddy list just to use as a simple weekly check-in. You can chat with your buddy about any support that you need. You can practice coaching. It's designed just as a weekly check-in, and just know that I'm always available and accessible by email. So if you're not finding the support that you need, or if you have questions or inquiries that weren't covered in the time that we have together online, please do reach out. So I'll send that by the end of the week. In addition, I will be sending out a coach-the-coach schedule. So basically what this is starting in week 3, you all will get a chance to play one of 3 roles multiple times, being the coach, being the client, and being the primary observer. So if there are any dates throughout the 12-week course, not including today, obviously, and not including week 2, please email those to me before I make the schedule so I'll be sure not to put you down on that specific week. Now, I totally get that things happen. And if things change after I've made the schedule, just email me, and I'll do my best to rearrange it. It's not a problem at all, okay? Let's see, what else on the logistics side? So as far as coaching the coach for week 1 and week 2, let's just start with week 1. I'm going to be providing a demo coaching session. So I know you all are on mute right now, but I would like one volunteer to allow me to coach you for 15 minutes at the top of the hour. And don't be shy. So if you would like to be my volunteer, just press *6 to unmute and let me know that you are willing to do that.
It was a tie.
Go ahead, sweetie, you go.
Genevieve.
All right. Great. All right. So don't let that part of the call distract you. You can be thinking a little bit about what you'd like to bring to the coaching session, but I still encourage you to be mindful of everything we'll be doing for the next 30 minutes. And I'll walk you through when we get there. Thank you. So basically, the weekly format looks like this. I mean, these sessions are highly interactive. And I encourage you to sort of navigate your way around the binder and be prepared to read and share. Like I said earlier, we'll have a volunteer to ground us each and every week. And then after that, it's up to you to decide if you want to share, but around 3 to 4 people, we have a total of 8 in this program, to share one win and one challenge of their week. And then we'll open it up to the group to any questions on the reading material that were part of your homework. We'll follow the agenda up until the top of the hour. And then at that point, for 15 minutes, we'll have the coach-to-coach session, and you'll know what role you're playing. It is, I feel, the most powerful tool to develop your coaching skills. And it's definitely, filled with some nervousness and anxiety, and our stuff's going to come up, and we're going to create stories, and we're going to have that little limiting belief, the little gremlin, those limiting beliefs, you know, sitting right on our shoulder. But it's the most effective way to step in. Just think of how you felt when you went to your first yoga class, right? I remember when I taught my first yoga class, it was ugly and it was painful, right? And so we learn by practicing and building that coaching muscle. So after that 15-minute session is over, we'll have the last 15 minutes of our call to give feedback. So not only does the observer give feedback on the call based on what we're looking for during those sessions, but also from the entire group to share what they felt worked or what they feel the could have done a little bit more effectively. So that's what the hour and a half looks like. I will go over homework. We'll have homework every single week. And so having said a lot of that, I know it's a lot of logistical stuff getting out of the way on our first call. Does anybody have any questions around the housekeeping items? And if you're on mute, press *6 to unmute.
Yeah, this is Genevieve. I just wanted to find out the one that's missing. What am I looking for? What is it called? Most of us didn't get sent it. We got sent the other yoga supplement, but not the one that you were talking about. What's it called that we're looking for?
The updated syllabus?
Nope. The other supplement that we didn't all get.
Oh, the name of it. It's
I don't remember that, but I'm asking you.
I know. I wanted to just clarify the question. Taking yoga off the mat and into your life.
Oh, okay.
And again, after this call, I will be providing a link on the CTA website where you can go and access all those documents until I have a chance to send them to you.
Okay. And then also, do you have, I didn't do it anywhere, an outline of how the call is going to be. Just have that sent out also.
Yeah,
that's the syllabus. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Any other questions? Okay, great. So now I'd like to get into our agenda for the day. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to peruse over Dr. Dave's Developing Your Mentor Coach story, as well as reading the pages that were assigned for week one. If you don't have the syllabus, obviously that would pose a problem, so no worries. If you've got the manual, which sounds like everyone does have, I'd like for everyone to turn to page 21 in your book. And we're going to talk briefly about what mentor coaching is and what it is not. And just for discussion purposes, would anyone like to share what they think coaching is?
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. So, yeah, I'd like to share. I guess coaching, from what I've learned a little bit and just understand, it seems to be very forward-thinking, like in comparison with therapy where there's a lot of stuff dug up from the past. And also it just seems to be very supportive, like you have somebody to hold you accountable and to support you and reflect back some of your intentions and goals and some of the things that you want to create.
Brilliant. I couldn't have said it better myself. That it's completely accurate. What it is a collaborative effort where the coach and the client are equal partners in taking the client where they want to go. So they're setting their own agenda. And what it isn't is therapy. So I would love for someone to read the last paragraph on the bottom of page 21, starting with coaching is.
You want it read out loud?
Yes, please.
This is Sue. Coaching is a highly focused and powerful process of communication and problem solving. The relationship between a coach and client is collaborative and co-creative to focus entirely on the client's interests, challenges, and goals.
Great. And then turn to page 22, Sue, and if you would continue reading the last paragraph on that page, please.
The best coaches are guides for those who want to travel new roads in their life or business. Coaching is essentially a process of powerful conversations to catalyze personal and professional growth.
Great. So again, the difference in therapy, we're typically dealing with people's past, their patterns, their samskaras, if you will, and trying to heal emotional wounds. The difference, and I just want to really hone in on this a little bit and make it as clear as I can today, and it will certainly become clearer as we get more into the material, that coach and client in a mentor-coaching relationship is collaborative. The coach and client are equal partners. Will emotional stuff and past experience come up in that relationship? Of course. We're human, and we have emotions, and you know, we're not completely detached from the lives that we've led up to this point, but we really focus on taking a healthy individual where they are right now and talk about and hold them accountable towards where they would like to be. So the client sets the agenda. The coach just uses their skills and the tools that they've learned to help the client move in the direction of their dreams. So if it gets to the point in the relationship, for example, where the client is really stuck in a pretty emotional place, can't get past some traumas or some patterns, and it's you're dealing more in past stuff, you know, it's a time to reassess whether that is a good fit. Because I am not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. And I have set up a referral base. So anytime I work with a client, at any point during the relationship that I feel that the client is stuck and would benefit more from being in therapy versus being in coaching, I then refer them out. So having made a bit of a distinction, what questions do you have around what coaching is and what it isn't?
Okay. Would anyone like to share their perspective on coaching, or maybe have had a positive or negative experience in a coaching relationship?
Hi, it's Sue.
Hi, Sue. Go ahead.
I've had a coach, actually a therapist who is more like a... Hello?
Keep going.
Okay, because someone just left, it said. My perspective is it's someone who is always on your side. Okay, so no matter what's happening, they're always there to sort of cheer you on, but in a positive, professional way, without you knowing that they're cheering you. Does that make sense?
Say a little bit more.
So always a good coach is always there to listen, always there to support you and to be on your side. So if you're stuck somewhere, no matter where it is, a good coach to me would be with you. They're, you know, helping you get through whatever it is you're stuck. So there, it's just someone who is, you know, you feel is a safe place to land.
Great. I love how you describe that, a safe place to land. And I know for me, it's one of my core values, is to feel safe and supported. And so what I hear you saying, if I can reflect back, is that is very much a collaborative effort, that you know that your coach has your back and they're going to be there to support you in whatever direction you choose to go.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sue. Would anyone else like to share an experience they may have had in coaching, either as a coach or as a client?
This is Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
Just, I had a follow-on to the comments in terms of what kept going through my mind with being non-judgmental. And I have had personal experience with having to let go of whatever agenda I might, you know, have kind of floating around in terms of what the client, you know, might need to do next. And that has been one of my biggest opportunities, is to stay completely open to what it is that the client wants to do, as well as how they want to get there, because it's their process. I can feel like I can ask questions and I can offer some experience, but I really found it important to step back and allow them to have the, basically the respect and dignity of their whole process.
Mm. That's great. That's beautiful insight, Jamie. Thank you for sharing. And as we dive deeper into this work and learn the skills that are important to being a successful mentor coach, you'll learn how to frame a session. And we use like the 5 simple coaching model tools that you'll learn, and ways of showing up that is using powerful questions and listening more than speaking. And I always use this, and I don't know where, I can't even credit someone, but I love it and I use it and I'm taking credit. It's like, you know, the universe gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. Right? So, you know, listening is it's a difficult skill, but it's a super important one in life, but it's especially important in this relationship with your client. So thank you for sharing. Would somebody like to please read on the bottom of page 23 out loud, starting with the second sentence at the bottom of page 23, the intention of this course?
Hi, Genevieve. The intention of this course is to allow knowledge to become a developed skill. Studies have shown actual practice, repetition, and an extended time span are critical to transform awareness into valuable knowledge and behavior.
Great. And since you volunteered, Genevieve, I'm going to ask this question a little bit further. As we go through the program, sorry, we're getting an echo. Okay, now it's gone. Thank you. I think I've got somebody on the technical end helping me because I certainly don't know how to do it. How would you draw a parallel to what you just read about the practice, the knowledge to grow over an extended period of time to, you know, from your yoga practice? What can you glean from being a yogi that would help you in becoming a mentor coach?
Well, just as if we're babies going to adults, with time we just learn more from our mistakes, and we keep learning, and our mistakes are what, you know, we grow from. And in yoga practice, you know, we all start new, and we feel awkward and a little bit self-conscious, and we're all there for different reasons. And then when you practice more, you start to hone your skills more, and you just become more knowledgeable and go deeper.
Absolutely. And if I can ask you one more question, what would you offer to a beginning student who came to your class for the first time? How would you set them up for success?
I would tell them to take it easy and to rest whenever they need to, and to ask questions always, you know, after class, if they have any questions about anything to ask. But yeah, just to take it easy the first time, and it's a new language, so just appreciating your breath and that you're about to take a journey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Genevieve. And I think I was cut off in the middle of sharing that this program will intersect with the yoga principles constantly. We're constantly bridging what we already know as practitioners, as teachers. We're all very successful in other parts of our life, and how we can bring that knowledge and awareness to the coaching model. So thanks for sharing. I'd like to hear from someone who maybe hasn't spoken yet. Page 25, if you could read out aloud the second to last paragraph beginning with an example. So now we're talking about... Okay, thanks, Joy.
Okay. An example of the art is the use of intuition. Intuition is an awareness that comes other than from evidence or intellectual deduction. It is often an instantaneous formulation that comes from one of the senses, such as a picture that pops into the coach's head, a gut feeling, or a sensation that is often related to the client's dialogue. That it's not logical or conscious.
And George, would you, hold on for a moment. I would like to ask you if you would share an experience that you've had where your intuition guided you.
I think your intuition is always somewhat a part of it. Actually, I had a session today with a person who called and asked my help. And she wanted guidance. She wanted a solution, which I couldn't offer the solution, but something was telling me that that wasn't really what she was asking. She was just asking to be heard, and she wanted to get a sense of optimism, which I think I gave to her. Like, there is a way out of this, and you'll find it. So instead of trying to tell her and listen to what she thought she was asking, and I just really surrounded her with this sense of it's going to be okay. You'll figure it out.
That's beautiful. Yes. That's just, I think it's, we all have intuition. It's just a matter if we nurture and trust in it. And so I'd like for someone else, thank you, Joyce, to read the final paragraph on page 25, and then I'm going to ask a separate question. Who hasn't shared with us yet today?
This is Carla.
Okay, Carla, I'm glad you're still with us.
Okay. It is a powerful component of coaching as it comes from being solidly grounded and centered, from having a full awareness of yourself as well as your client's flow.
Beautiful. And so you probably know where I'm going with this, but can you share in your experience as a yoga teacher and or as a student where your intuition has served you?
I had it a couple of times as a teacher, as a yoga teacher, when someone couldn't do something in the asana, a certain pose or a certain, and that I could feel that it had nothing to do with stiffness or anything else, but that it was something deep inside that would that was a trouble. And by just talking slowly and we could get into the pose, and that later on after the class they would come to me and they would tell me that actually they never could do something, that just by talking to them and leading them step by step, I could reach what was bothering them, that they couldn't do the asana.
That's a great feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
And so you'll learn as we go along. Thank you for sharing, Carla, that trusting and building our intuition is a really wonderful tool to use in the coach-client relationship. Any questions on what we've talked about so far, the use of intuition, the practice of building the muscle of coaching? Any questions thus far? Okay, great. Let's turn to page 29, please. And if someone, again, just give offering, you know, everyone a chance. Or not. page 29, the last paragraph, please. Another parallel to our yoga practice. Christine, would you like to take that one on?
I will. I'm just trying to find where it is. Page 29, you said?
Yeah, yes, the very last paragraph in our manual.
Okay. Yeah, the one that begins with in yoga?
Correct.
Okay. In yoga, the master still works on the same poses as the new student. The art and science are found in the practice and application, not the mere knowledge. And it's interesting that you had me read that one, because I was thinking to myself, in yoga and in coaching, I feel like it's really important to meet people where they are. Not everybody's going to be in the same place.
Absolutely, and I use my intuition to call on you, Christine. So that's a brilliant, another brilliant insight. You know, meeting, we hear it all the time on our mats. You know, yoga asks you to meet yourself where you are, right?
and being present in the moment with breath, with wherever you are, is absolutely all we can ask of ourselves. So would you share a little bit more about, can you just expand a little bit more about what you said about showing up where you exactly as you are in that moment and how that can serve you in a coaching relationship?
I think everybody starts from a different place, and where you are can change even from day to day, I think. And you just really need to be mindful of how you're feeling, how your client is feeling, how your students are feeling. You just really have to be in touch with that and be aware that it's not only going to be different for every person, it's probably going to be different for an individual at different times.
Well said. Very well said. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Okay, we're going to move on. We've got about 5 more minutes before we move into our demo coach, the coach session. But before we do that, I just had a thought. Is there anyone on the call that would be opposed to going 10 minutes over because of the difficulties we had in the beginning? Okay, that's awesome. Well, we'll go over time, and if you do decide that you need to leave, you can always listen to the recording and catch what you missed. That's great. Okay, let's please turn to page 33. And I know we discussed this briefly in the beginning of around what mentor coaching is not, but I just want to discuss a little bit more coaching versus therapy and counseling. And I'd like for somebody to read through out loud all of those bullet points. Who would like to take that on?
This is Carolyn. I can do it.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah, okay. Therapists focus on the past. Coaches focus on the present and immediate future. Therapists focus on fixing problems and conflicts. Coaches co-create solutions. Therapists focus on recovering. Coaches focus on discovering. Coaches are colleagues and collaborators. Therapists focus on ending the old story. Coaches co-create a new story. Therapists focus on trauma and healing. Coaches focus on goals and succeeding. Therapists are required to keep their personal feelings and thoughts removed. Coaches use personal disclosure as a selective tool to catalyze and challenge their clients. Should I keep going? Mm-hmm.
Hang on for a second. Thank you. She'll be back. So you can see there's a lot of discernment between the two. And if you were new to what coaching is, and people ask me this all the time, well, how is coaching different? You may think that they are the same thing. But it's really, really important, no matter how many takeaways you have from our first call, that this is the clearest takeaway, the difference between what you're moving into through these 12 weeks of becoming a mentor coach versus therapy and counseling. So, Carolyn, go ahead and read the next paragraph, please.
Sure. The goal of psychotherapy is to resolve emotional problems. With patients, a therapist examines conflicted or troubling behavior. Understanding patterns, motivations, and dynamics occupy a central position. Therapy might even try to resolve personality issues.
And then just that next sentence.
A mentor coach works with emotionally healthy clients to establish strategies and plans with specific, achievable, measurable goals.
So that's our first, thank you, Carolyn, that's our first introduction to SMART goals, which will be part of our homework for next week. But, again, just delineating some of the differences between the two. It's very active. It's very empowering. The client is held accountable, and you'll see how we get there when we do the demo coach-the-coach session with Genevieve and myself. how the tools that you learn will keep your client in action, moving in the direction of their agenda, not yours. Okay, any questions on that piece? Just making sure everyone feels pretty comfortable with the difference between coaching and therapy. Great. Okay, so I believe that, just checking here through my notes. Yeah, I think that we're just going to hold it there as far as discussions from the manual. And then before we get into our coach the coach session, are there any questions around anything that we have discussed for the last hour? And nothing is right or wrong, no judgments. If you feel called to ask a question, please do so, because I'm certain that someone else has the same question.
Sasha?
Yes.
It's Jamie. I do have one question about if you were working with a client who you got to a place where it became apparent that they might be well served through therapy, but it's also apparent that they would continue, I mean, that they could benefit from a continued coaching relationship. Have you handled that kind of a situation or found that where then the person might be doing both?
Yeah, absolutely, Jamie. That's a great question. And I have had one experience. And referring back to what I said earlier in the call, and I know people have dropped off and come back on, so I'm not certain that you were here when I said that if you're finding that in your work with your client, you're dealing more with things that fall under the umbrella of therapy, and you're not a qualified therapist, it's really important to refer that person out. So I've done both. I have referred the client out for, I think it was maybe a 6-week period of time, and then they came back to me and we reconnected on a coaching, in our coaching relationship. And they were really incredibly served and appreciated the support around, oh, this is what I need at this time in my life. I totally love working with you, but go do this. In a suggestion, we'll learn the language to put around it, but to go be served by another practitioner who has the skills to work with that client where they are in that time frame. And then as they evolve from that and want to continue on with the coaching relationship, which this client particularly did, then it just only enhanced our work together.
Thank you. Thanks.
Is that helpful?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And sometimes, you know, they'll stay in therapy and they won't come back, or who knows. But it's really our responsibility to be able to discern where we can support our clients and where we don't have the skills to effectively work with the clients in the capacity that they need.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Good question. You're welcome. Anybody else? Any other questions? Okay. So it is time for our coach. Was there someone there? Okay, I'm just hearing my own voice. Sorry. It's time for our coach the coach session. So outside of Genevieve, if all of you would press *6 to mute yourselves on your phone, we'll get started with the session. We'll go for about 15 minutes, and then I will let you know when to take yourselves off of mute. Okay. Genevieve, are you there? Genevieve, you can't be on mute.
Yeah, sorry. I had to push my talk to it and unmute.
It would be quite challenging. It would challenge my coaching skills to be on it.
Okay, hopefully that echo will go away.
Hold on. Great. All right, Genevieve, first of all, thank you so much. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get the echo to go away. Okay, let's check it now. Okay, hang tight. I'll be right back.
I don't know if Sasha just left.
Well, Sue's still here on mute. We have everybody else?
Yeah, I think so. She did hang tight, though.
Okay, let's hang.
Okay, Genevieve, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Let's keep our fingers crossed on this one. So first of all, thank you so much for volunteering to let me coach you this first session. I just want to check in with how you're feeling after about, you know, an hour and 10 minutes on the call. I just want to check in with your energy levels.
I feel great.
Okay, awesome. So what's up for you? Where are you finding yourself in any kind of resistance or stuckness? And what would you like to talk about on our call today? How can I support you?
Well, I have... As I said in the introduction, had a master's in counseling and was looking forward to using that here in California, and I'd have to go back to school and spend 15 more grand or something like that in order to do that whole realm. And I knew that about 2.5 years ago and just did nothing about it. And then thought about doing the coaching and then just didn't think that I was good enough to do that because there's a million coaches, and especially here in the Bay Area, like every other person, and I hear that that's my story. So I didn't pursue anything, and so I'm finally doing it, but I still also have a little bit of reservations or, I guess, doubts about, being one of many doing coaching. But I'm still, I'm doing this, and I know, I've been doing a lot of work this last year around, attracting and putting ourselves, what we, and our thoughts and our beliefs and all that stuff. So that's where I came to the point of, oh, I can do this. Myself, I don't need to, everything's pointing for me to go forward and do this. But I still have those reservations and doubts about, being successful at coaching because there's a lot of other people doing it as well.
Well, thank you for being so honest and vulnerable. If I can, just to clarify and reflect back to you, that you have a master's in counseling, and after you moved back to California from Colorado, you found that everybody and their brother were already a coach, and it's like, where do you fit in? And so I hear that there are a lot of doubts and reservations around the success that you may be able to garner in this field. But now you're ready to step in and do the work, and I just wanted to make sure that I heard that correctly.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I know how that must feel when you're in an environment or an industry where a lot of people are doing the same thing.
and it's sort of a story around surplus and demand, right? And I'm curious if there's been a time in your yoga life where you have had this experience of that's sort of demand and supply, is what I meant earlier, where you've had this experience in the world of yoga and what you chose to, or how you chose to show up for that experience.
I kind of, not until recently, have had the experience with yoga because, as you know, three of us here doing this coaching thing teach for Core Power Yoga, and it's a corporate situation, and you're kind of guaranteed work, so to speak. And aside from that, I've kind of been trying to veer away a little bit from Core Power because I don't necessarily like the corporation side of the way things are going with them, and so I have put myself out there in the yoga world trying to get other teaching gigs, and it's been very challenging. I've definitely been in that boat. And what was the other question?
You answered it. You answered it. Just if you could reflect back on an experience that you had as a yoga teacher, and found yourself in the same situation that you find yourself in now with pursuing, something that you feel like, where am I going to fit in? But you know, I feel like you've answered the question that I asked. And, you know, you talked about a challenge. And it seems like right now in your life, the yoga piece and the coaching piece are paralleling because you're trying to branch out on your own in both. What's the greatest challenge that you're facing?
I think the greatest challenge that I'm facing is that, as I said, I've realized that things have come to pointing to the fact that I can do things myself, and so I feel, I mean, I'm extremely ready and ready for the challenge, but I also, you know, it's a scary thing to put yourself out there of doing your own thing. And relying on that for your livelihood, you know.
So I'm going to challenge you a little bit here and see if we can dive a bit deeper, if you're willing to talk a little bit about what's the fear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fear isn't that I'm not going to succeed in doing it, is that I'm not good enough for, not that I'm not good enough, but that I might not succeed in having that happen. And I think part of it is, you know, the which I'm sure most people who are entering into the self, and you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Working for yourself, entrepreneurship, doing the coaching of, you know, the marketing and putting yourself out there. That's the hard part, is putting myself out there, because I don't really like having to put myself out there and trying to sell myself. But I know you're not, when you have something, you're not selling yourself. You're putting the image up there, capturing what they need. You have something to fulfill what they need. So I know, but it is marketing, and it is putting yourself out there. And so that's the hard part for me.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Putting yourself out there can be scary, and unknowns can certainly create resistance and fear. I'd like for you to draw on your yoga experience here for a moment and talk to me a little bit about a time where you were a student in a class, and maybe it was the beginning of your evolution as a yogini, and before you knew what you know now about the asanas, and put yourself back to a time where there was a pose that you couldn't do. And I would like for you to share how that experience was for you.
Oh my gosh, it's been so long ago since I was the first beginner. I mean, I kind of don't remember those things because I feel like, you know, just like I had a brand new person today in my class, first time ever, and he was a rock star.
he was like a natural yogi vet, you know, and just like rocked it. And I was like, what? You were new? And I feel like that's how it was for me, like not saying that I just remember after the first month, people were like, you're in love, what are you doing? You look so amazing, you're glowing. And but I do remember, you know, just kind of looking around at everybody and feeling, yeah, like I didn't know really what I was doing, what I was getting into, but that, but I was excited to show up because the people that were around me looked amazing and I wanted to be like them. Like, oh, what great role models.
Absolutely. So it sounds to me like when you immerse yourself in an environment of like-minded individuals, it tends to fuel your energy, whether you are a rookie or a veteran. Is that safe to say?
If I put myself around like-minded individuals, what?
That you allow their energy to support you, even if you're new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so using that as an example, can you glean anything from that might serve you in stepping into your desire to be a mentor coach, even amongst the many that are doing coaching out in your area and across the world? It's not just in Oakland. It's not just in, you know, California. It's everywhere. I mean, this has become so mainstream, and it's so powerful. It's great work. What steps or what just sort of brainstorm with me here. What can you do to immerse yourself in an environment that would feel supportive towards you taking these next steps in your life?
What would make me feel supported in that? Well, I do have a few friends that one is a therapist, one is a coach, and they have, you know, asked me, like, oh, if you want to sit down. I mean, one of the therapists is like, if you wanted to do a trade, massage, whatever, I'll sit in with you on a couple of your sessions and give you feedback. I was like, oh, that's really sweet. And then the other one was like, you know, well, actually they're both therapists. And the other one just said that she has other friends that are coaches, but that if I wanted to sit down and talk with her about, because I told her the same thing about, you know, the fear of putting myself out there and everyone's a coach. And it's crazy because I know when you say something that becomes your story, so I hate saying that, you know. She was like, oh, you know, just I can sit down and talk with you and point you in the right direction of where you can put some of your stuff or, you know, send it out to people. And so I guess telling people around you what you're doing to get support. And if they know of anybody, you know, send them your way. You're new and you're working, you know, you're new and you're excited to share.
Great. And we're all new at some point, right? All new at some point, no matter what we choose to take on in our lives. I'm new at being in this third world country that tears my heart out every time I walk down the street and see the unbelievable poverty that I'm surrounded with, and it gets me emotional. But we're all new, and I'm, you know, remembering the bigger vision of why I'm here to serve. And so when I hear you say that you already have in place two friends who have offered to support you by giving you feedback as you're growing as a coach, I think that is absolutely amazing. And I just was curious how that makes you feel.
Oh, I feel really blessed that, you know, people show up the way that they do sometimes. And without me even asking, just talking to them, I was like, oh, I can, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I didn't even ask for it, really. I was just sharing what I had to share, and they offered. So, yeah, I feel blessed.
That's wonderful. And I just want to acknowledge that the other piece of you stepping into your role as a coach and going down this path is taking this course. Like you've committed. You've paid the money. You haven't got all the documents yet, but you'll get them. You know, you've shown up, and you're here doing the work. So that is, I just want to acknowledge the things that already are in place that maybe, you know, bring those more to the forefront to support you in your efforts here. What are the benefits of taking this program and then also working with your friends and getting feedback? What are the benefits to you?
The benefits are, I'll just feel more, oh God, what's the word I'm looking for? Ooh, total brain fart. What is the I said I have more credentials of rather than just putting something out there to say that, you know, I did this program and, you know, because I thought about doing it without doing a coaching program because I have my master's in counseling. And putting that, oh, you know, I have a master's and then doing it that way, but I still didn't feel, I just felt like I would have more, what's that word I'm looking for? Help me. Credibility.
Credibility.
Yeah, behind me in doing it and really learning the foundations of coaching versus the counseling stuff.
And I hear that the credential piece, the credibility piece is important to you. And I also want to acknowledge that you already are a coach, Genevieve. It's just a matter of how you want to design it in your life. And all the years you spent in getting your master's in counseling and the experience you have both on the mat and off is going to serve you tremendously as you're on this path. And so as we close for our short time together today, I'd like to ask you to commit to one baby step that you can take in this next week that will keep you in action towards, you know, immersing yourself in the environment of support for your coaching efforts, whether we've already named two, that you're on these calls once a week, you're doing the homework in between, and you've got some friends in your life who will support you with feedback. Is there another place, a baby step that you can take this week that will also be of support?
Reach out to my friend who said she would sit down with me and talk to me about about ways that I can, you know, put myself out there. Just make the call. She offered, and I haven't yet reached out to her to say let's do this. So
if you wouldn't mind starting with the words "I am committed to" and complete that sentence.
I am committed to calling my friend to make time to talk about my coaching career.
Great. And when will you do that by, Genevieve?
Probably today after we get off the phone.
Great. And so would it be okay with you if I checked in with you in a couple days just to see how it went by email?
Sure.
Great. All right. Well, my final question for you today is, what was your biggest takeaway from our call?
I'm not quite sure, actually. I guess, validating that I'm already coached and that I'm already doing what it takes to get going. But I guess I felt like I know that's what I'm doing, you know. So I guess validating.
Mm-hmm.
Always helpful.
Great. Well, if anything else pops up between now and the next time we talk, you know, I really appreciate your time. And I look forward to hearing from you in a couple days.
Okay, and just really quickly, I didn't hear, because whoever it keeps cutting in and out, it loses all sound.
Right, it does,
and
I know. I just wanted to thank you. for your time, and I look forward to checking in with you in a couple of days to see how you're doing.
Okay, but then you said something, if anything pops up between here and there, I didn't hear that. Did you say call anytime, or what was your...
Yeah, you're always welcome to reach out to me if I can support you in any way between our calls, between our sessions.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay, all right, thanks, Genevieve. So if everyone else would press star 6 to unmute. Welcome back. And we're going to take about 10 minutes for anyone who wants to share what that experience was like for you. What did you hear? What did you notice? What do you have questions on?
This is Jamie.
Okay. Go ahead, Jamie.
The first thing that I noticed was your practice.
Sorry, Jamie.
Are you still there? That's okay.
You're not talking to cyberspace. There are a couple live people still here. So go ahead.
I'm listening.
Yeah. It was just how skillfully I thought your use of active listening was in continuing to reflect back to, and I can't think of the name,
Genevieve,
her, you know, what you were hearing her, just, and I got this sense of kind of the active listening was almost serving to get deeper and deeper and deeper. That was just my experience of listening to the to the conversation.
Yeah. I love that. I love that that was your insight and your takeaway. Thank you for sharing, Jamie. Who else would like to?
This is Joy. Yeah. Hi. I noticed a wonderful little light flow there. Of just when you asked, "How can I support you?" Already, that made me feel good. And then the fact that you listened to her, then you repeated it back to get clarification. Then you related it to yoga, which was something, you know, that I think would be easy to understand. And then your questions and validation, you know, you did that several times. And I just loved, like, the end, what are the benefits, commit to a baby step, when, accountability. It's just a wonderful guideline formula.
Great. Thanks, Joyce. And if I may, can you just say a little bit more about flow? Because we often hear that a lot on the yoga mat. What did you mean by the flow of the conversation?
Just the flow of your question. You kept it on track. Definitely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So I think we got some of that. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You're there.
Okay. Well, by flow, I just meant you kept it on track. You were obviously listening, but you kept bringing it back. To how can you, what could you do, what is this fear, what are the benefits? I mean, you gave her, like, all these tools, all these things to think about, and then I loved relating it to yoga because that's something that we can all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Who else would like to share any of what they experienced with that session?
This is Christine.
And it does.
I liked that you asked her to commit to something at the end. Sometimes we have all these ideas floating around in our heads, and it's hard to pick just one. But I also love that you said,
a baby step, because it's so easy to be overwhelmed, especially when we're making a major life transition. We're trying something new. It's just really easy to get overwhelmed. So I love that you made it a baby step.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Christine. And again, you guys are already using your skillful listening to pick up on some really important skills and tools that you guys are going to be owning very, very soon. And feel free to send feedback my way that something may not have worked for you, if that's something that you heard, if you have a question on. We'll take two more people, if we have two more people on the call. It's been an interesting day. Is that Sue?
Yes. Two more people to comment?
Yes, please.
You did good, Sasha. You did good. Yes, and I think it's great to always encourage a client to reach out to a friend. If it's too hard to make the phone call, have a friend come over while you make the phone call. You know, sometimes that feeling of extra support is very, very helpful. And people sometimes, you know, you get so stuck, you think, I can't. But when you have the support of a friend or someone that will just stand there with you and be there with you, it's very helpful. You did good.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else on the call who would like to share? Okay. I think some people may have had to leave at the bottom of the hour, but thank you all for your feedback, and we'll get more into this each week. Next week I'll do the same thing with another participant, so be thinking about if you want to volunteer next week. So let's just briefly talk about the homework. I call it homework, O-M-W-R-K, Learn That Teacher Training. So and if you don't have the documents, don't stress, because I'm going to be sending you the link right after I hang up, that where the documents are living right now. In your book, in your manual, page 101 and 102 is where you'll find the reading on your SMART goals. So just begin reading through that, and maybe just dabble a little bit. It certainly don't have to be completed, but start thinking about your SMART goals. And any questions that will come up around that, we'll discuss next week. Also, in your yoga supplement book, page 2 of that, there is an action challenge. And I'd like for you to do that as well. And then the reading for next week are pages 45 through 66. Read those and be prepared for our next call. And finally, I've never had an experience like this where we've had so many technical difficulties. I will be sure to get with the support team at CTA and see what's going on, but hopefully next week will be much, much better. Feel free to listen to the call again. You can find that within 24 hours of this call ending. It will be posted on that page that I send you the link to. Okay, so thank you so much for your extra time, for your patience, for showing up on this journey, and anything that you need between now and next Tuesday, please feel free to email me. Otherwise, I will talk with you then, okay? Thanks, everyone.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, Sasha.
Have a good week.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Over there in Boston.